Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Welcome back. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on iHeart and RadioMD.com. We hope you're back. We have an exciting show for you today. The first story, losing fat, gaining brain power on the playground. What do we mean by that? To train an athlete, add 12 minutes of meditation to their daily mix. The Ad Omega segment, and by the way, that was the Wellness Foreplay segment to train an athlete. Also, the Wellness Foreplay was on the playground. That's right, kids on the playground get smarter. Why? We'll come back to that. The Ad Omegas, polyunsaturated fats as substitute for saturated fats, lower your risk of heart disease and stroke. Well beyond wellness, the FDA moves to prevent pharma from gaming the generic drug system and raising your prices. Wellness Foreplay, many Americans are taking too much vitamin D. Is this right or is this false, if you will? I'm going to tell you that I believe this is not a valid study or a valid report by the FDA. Don't believe the FDA on this one, but we'll come back to that and discuss it. Overweight during pregnancy increases the risk of birth defects, and exercise will stave off postpartum depression as well as keep you thinner. Lone Star tick bites can cause a rare mite allergy in some people. That is, you get a rare, that's not mite, meat. It should be a rare meat allergy. All of a sudden you're eating steak and you break out in a rash. It could be you've been bitten by this tick. That's a little weird, eh? Who really needs to be gluten-free? The FDA warns diabetics against use of secondhand test strips and how you can avert a liver cancer death and how we can avert one in the country. Let's start. And by the way, we have a great guest going to talk about addiction and the withdrawal as an outpatient coming up in a few minutes. Losing fat, gaining brain power on the playground. What's that all about? Well, a new study of elementary school children showed that those who were part of an after-school program got rid of their belly fat and improved their test scores. That's right. Over a one-year period, those who exercised for 70 minutes every day, they played tag and other active games as opposed to just were put out on the playground. This was done in Urbana, Illinois. Those who exercised lost belly fat and improved their test scores on standardized tests. So this wasn't just the teachers were prejudiced and gave them higher grades because they looked thinner. They got thinner, and it correlated directly with their weight loss and the time they were active on the playground. So, more broadly, the study suggests that getting children to run around won't just enhance their bodies, it will improve their report cards. The next study was done at the University of Miami in two-a-day football practices. So two-a-day football practices are what college and pro athletes and even high school athletes do in the month or so before school starts. Obviously, pro athletes can do it year-round, but they train twice a day. They have 4 hours of practice in the morning and then 4 hours in the afternoon, or where it's real hot, they might do 4 hours in the morning, early morning hours, sleep during the day, 4 hours late at night, or in fact have a practice session where they are in the middle of the day, where they're inside learning the, if you will, tactics and strategy and where they're supposed to go on each position. It's a little mental game, if you will. But the key, adding 12 minutes of meditation to the daily mix. That's right. They did this at the University of Miami during the two-a-days. And what did they find? The people who had meditation, they randomly were allocated to either learn how to massage a muscle, their own muscles, or to do meditation. The 12 minutes of meditation, that group came up much more positive, more able to do the athletic maneuvers, more able to remember what they were supposed to do on each play. So, to train an athlete, Just add 12 minutes of meditation to the daily mix during the two-a-days, and you'll get better athletes. That's a very interesting study at the University of Miami in Florida. AHA, polyunsaturated, the American Heart Association, came out and said that polyunsaturated fats are the key. Coconut oil, not good. We've talked about coconut oil causing brain dysfunction. But this is an Automega story where to substitute Automegas, omega 5, 7, and 9, olive oil is 9, 7 is from, if you will, macadamia nuts and some fish oils. The 7 is actually from the fish, but you don't get it in fish oils because they usually pasteurize it out, so you've got to look for the omega 7 specifically, or omega 3s, which come in such as walnuts and flaxseed and chia seeds, salmon, ocean trout. Those things have the omega 3s and the polyunsaturated fats, such as soy and corn oils that are unsaturated. Well, it turns out you don't want the partially hydrogenated versions. You want the unsaturated versions. If you substitute foods with those in them for foods with saturated fat, you improve your health. Now, people have argued that it relates to your cholesterol, and the cholesterol levels don't change much differently between those two. But what does happen is the bacteria inside your gut change, and that changes inflammation in your body. So you're much safer with the polyunsaturated fats and the omega-3 fats, according to the American Heart Association, because you avoid inflammation. And that was a Well Beyond Wellness segment. If you will, Wellness Foreplay, F-O-R-E-P-L-A-Y. Many Americans, they say, the FDA says, are taking too much vitamin D. I don't agree with that. Why don't I agree with it? Because all you have to do to know how much vitamin D you take is get your level measured. And they were just looking at what the Americans were taking, not at their level in the blood. And the level in the blood is absolutely key. You should shoot for a level above 35. We don't know that 70 to 80 is better than 35, but we know 35 to 40 is better than 30 to 35 or 20 to 25 as far as cancer risk. So in randomized controlled studies, we know you should shoot for levels of 35 plus to over 80. That's the Wellness Foreplay. Well Beyond Wellness, the FDA moves to prevent big pharma, that is pharmaceutical companies, from gaming generic drug system. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration moved to prevent pharmaceutical companies from gaming the system to block or delay entry of generic rivals. That's right. When something comes off patent, it should be much cheaper. But the pharmaceutical companies are suing, are doing all kinds of things, are putting out problems, are making deals, in fact, with some of these generic companies so they don't put them on the market and they can charge us much more. That's bad. That's bad. I really dislike that. When something is fairly on a patent, you should honor it on the patent. We should have to pay a little more for all that intellectual property that's been in there. But once it's been, once it goes off patent or once the patent life is extended, you shouldn't have someone artificially extend it, at least in my mind. You can email us, by the way, what you think about that at ageprooflife@gmail.com, ageprooflife@gmail.com, and we'll look at your questions and comments. Don, always, I love his comments from Cleveland. So, Don from Cleveland, thank you. And from those, I get Marcia from Connecticut. Obviously, anyone can get the podcast across the nation, but we get comments from a lot of people, and I really appreciate them. Non-prescription prenatal vitamins may be more potent. This is a weird study that looked at prenatal, but just what was on the label, not what did to your blood, which is what the key is, but it looked at it and said, heck, the non-prescription prenatal vitamins seem to be more closely aligned with what a woman should get than, in fact, the prescription prenatal vitamins, which cost a lot more. Check the label. You want 100% of the key things, including you want at least 100 milligrams of DHA. That's the effective part of fish oil, effective for your child's brain and your brain. Remember, you want to be a fathead. 60% of your brain is fat. 50% of that fat is DHA. It's a structural fat, not a storage fat. It helps you think and remember, and helps your child think and remember and get a better IQ. Overweight pregnancy increases the risk of birth defects, parallels how much you weigh. If you weigh a BMI of 30 to 34 in going into this, that is, when you start pregnancy, you have about a 3.8% chance of having a birth defect. In a major malformation goes up significantly when you have higher weights before you get pregnant. By the way, boys have about a 4.1% risk of a major congenital abnormality, girls 2.8%. I don't know why that difference is, but in any case, get normal before you start your pregnancy. Exercise, and don't do it fast, do it gradually so you can get there and stay there. Exercise staves off postpartum depression. We've known that for a long time, but even walking with a baby stroller is linked in this study to less depression in the mom. Lone Star tick bites. I know I'm going fast. We got a lot of news to cover. And we've got a great guest coming up, someone talking about addiction. Indira Sadambi, who founded the first addiction outpatient treatment center in New Jersey, we'll talk about in this segment. We have her for two segments. This week she's going to talk about the acute withdrawal and how you do that and why people do that and the problem with it, and then chronic getting better and what people do to stay better. We'll talk to her. She formed the Center for Network Treatment, the first outpatient center in New Jersey. Let's go back to the Lone Star tick. The Lone Star tick, yep, it's from Texas, but roams across the country. And it turns out that this is a strange meat allergy. So what happens is, you are going along and you've been eating steak your whole life, and then all of a sudden get hives and have gastrointestinal distress. They need to go to the restroom, itching. They get swollen. They need to go to the emergency room. And what has happened? They've been bitten by a tick, and somehow the tick gives them an allergy to alpha-gal. ALPHA.GAL. It's not the number one girl. Alpha gal is, in fact, the fat, the sugar fat that's in meat. And you absorb that when you take the steak or hamburger or whatever you're eating. And the tick has sensitized you to it. And all of a sudden, you break out in hives and get serious gastrointestinal distress. You say, well, why do I get it from a tick? Well, the reason you get it from a tick and not from the meat all along is because the tick has bound it with a protein so that you get allergic to it through this tick protein, and then you react to it when you get the meat. Who needs to be gluten-free? Only those people who are really allergic to it. Remember, gluten is in wheat, barley, and rye. And what's happening, it seems like we as a country are developing more of it over time. Used to be said it was 1 in 650 when I went to medical school. Now about 2 years ago, 1 in 140. Now it appears that gluten sensitivity may increase as we get older, and that when they test 60-year-old people, it may be as much as 1 in 60 has a true celiac disease, that is, a true gluten allergy that causes them severe distress and causes them disease. So that's the gluten, who needs to be gluten-free. Those people who really get the allergy or get celiac disease and get sick from wheat, barley, or rye as they get older. The FDA warns diabetics against use of secondhand test strips. That is, a test strip tests for glucose levels in your blood or in your urine, and you can sell them from one person to another. The problem is the secondhand test strips may not give you the right values, so you may take too much insulin or too little insulin or too much food or too little food and develop a serious diabetic problem from getting the wrong information from your test scripts. More liver cancer deaths could be averted in the United States. Deaths from liver cancer in the United States have doubled since the 1980s and continue to rise, largely due to risk factors like hepatitis that can be the focus of better treatment and prevention efforts. Liver cancer is one of the few cancers for which death rates are increasing. And, if you will, we know how to stop it by stopping or treating hepatitis B, hepatitis C. In addition to hepatitis C and B, through which you get immunized against and can prevent it, factors that increase liver cancer risk include cigarette smoking, type 2 diabetes, and heavy alcohol use, as well as obesity. All of those are relatively preventable or treatable. And that is the last of the news stories of the week. By the way, what population is cigarette smoking highest of in the United States? Well, it may be that Asian populations, especially the Chinese, have the highest values and can get the greatest benefit from this method of preventing liver cancer, that is, by treating hepatitis B and C, or at least immunizing against them before they get it, and learning if they have it by taking the right tests, especially against hepatitis C for all of us baby boomers, and then decreasing the use of alcohol, decreasing our weight, increasing our use of coffee, decreasing our use of alcohol. Well, you've heard all of the news of the week. For more on the news of the week, every Tuesday we release a new The Best News of the Week podcast right here at RadioMD.com or iHeart. We'll be back next Tuesday with the next 849 edition of the Top News of the Week and another great guest coming up shortly, Dr. Indira Simbadi, who is the founder of the first outpatient treatment center in New Jersey for addiction, the Center for Network Therapy. She's got more than a decade of experience in addiction medicine, so we're all going to learn a lot from her. We'll be right back. This is podcast 848A. We're going to be 848B in a second when our guest comes, and next week it'll be 849. We'll be back shortly. Thanks again for listening.